This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. On Tuesdays, KERA's American Graduate Project looks at education. Today, we focus on Focus Academy. It's an 18-year-old charter school in southern Dallas. The K-12 campus is about to shut down because the state says it's failed to improve bad ratings 3 years running. The school wants a reprieve after taking in kids from Prime Prep Academy. That's the school that former Dallas Cowboy Deion Sanders founded. The state shut it down 2 years ago. Several hundred Focus Academy students chant "Save Our School" at the raucous Friday after class rally at the charter's campus, a converted strip mall at Ledbetter in Hampton. The demonstration was organized by Leroy and Yvette McClure, the husband and wife team who run the school. They want the second of three strikes in a row to be lifted. Leroy, Focus's founder, says his charter took in 75 prime prep kids when that school closed 2 years ago. As a result, he says bad grades from those students led to Focus's failure that year.
And so we're asking to waive that particular year. And we believe that if the legislators would really look into what happened that particular year, that there's a possibility that they have the authority to waive strike two.
Texas Education Agency spokesperson Dieta Culbertson says, wait a minute.
They've already offered to close voluntarily, and then the commissioner approved that. He's accepted their request to close.
That fact aside, 18-year-old senior Chauncey Brown understands the argument that puts blame on the prime prep transfers. After all, he was one of those kids.
That could be true. It was a tough transition at first, but I mean, now it's kind of been mended. So, you know, you had kids coming in from another school, you know, kids that were here already, you know, kind of comfortable. We had to adjust and get to know each other. So I think now we've grown into one family.
Other families with kids still enrolled in Focus will face headaches if it closes. Lakeisha Kelly brought her two children here from a Dallas ISD campus because that school held one of her kids back. She doesn't want to return to the Dallas district.
It's scary. It's very scary not to know where your kids are going to go. It's very scary. It's like, what are we going to do? Where would these kids go? I have no idea. I've been over here about 2 years, and I like the school. It's close. It's convenient, and I don't know.
Neither do Desmond Kraut or Kirstie Showers. Their kids are in Focus pre-K and third grade. Kraut says his children benefited after they moved here from Faith Family Academy, another charter.
You know, with taking children out of one school and putting them in others, it really stops the process of their growth and learning. And, you know, at some point, it has to be some type of stability.
Kraut is still studying his options, choosing to wait, and as he says, keep hope alive. That alone may not do it, says David Dunn. He runs the Texas Charter Schools Association and supports the state's three-strike law now taking aim at Focus Academy. Since the law took effect 4 years ago, Dunn says 30 charter schools across Texas have closed.
We're not in the business of protecting schools that aren't meeting the needs of kids. The education of our youngsters growing up is just too critical a state responsibility.
Focus is now set to close at the end of the school year. Parents can then choose another charter or a district school. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.